Proclamation number 3639 of 28th of December, 1945. Exploiting the end time. Soul walk. Your earthly life will only last a short time, and thus you must use every day and every hour for the perfection of your souls. For when the hour of the end has come, you will be judged according to your soul's work on earth. You, who will lose your earthly life before the last end, are not given much more time, and therefore you will constantly be reminded of this so that you don't become lukewarm in your soul's work. You can still make great spiritual progress in a short time if you pay attention to the great hardship around you, if you are willing to help and try to alleviate the hardship with unselfish neighborly love. You can establish an ever more intimate connection with your Father of Eternity and thereby receive an abundance of grace so that you can mature in a short time and need not fear your physical end. This is why God constantly speaks through His instruments on earth. He announces the end to people. He announces His intervention through the forces of nature, always pointing out to people that they have to reckon with an early demise in order to give them the opportunity to be diligently active and to take care of their spiritual welfare. And the day is no longer far away. The knowledgeable should be exceedingly diligent and put spiritual welfare before all earthly concerns. But God Himself instructs the ignorant through adversity by trying to bring Himself close to them again and again, by wanting to motivate people to call upon Him and thus to come to the realization of their weakness, and again He sends His messengers towards them to inform them of the forthcoming end. No one will remain unwarned and unadmonished. Everyone will be informed of what is coming in a different way so that they can seriously think about their souls and mature. But whoever leaves this time unused has to expect a hard fate in the beyond and must make up for what he missed on earth, which can take an infinitely long time. Earthly life will not last much longer, for the end is also imminent. And consider this, you who still cling too much to earthly things, who strive to gain earthly goods and have few spiritual goods to show for yourselves. Consider that you will have to give up everything in the end and that only spiritual goods make up your wealth, and therefore seek to increase these, earnestly strive for perfection, for wisdom from God, and thereby secure eternal life for yourselves if you have to give up earthly life when and as God has decreed since eternity. Amen.